This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. It is, of course, Black Friday, and U.S. retailers are keeping an eye on China for a couple of reasons. Some are looking for bargains from their Chinese suppliers. Others are reevaluating their relationship with China altogether. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Before you do your holiday shopping, retailers do their own, looking for the best deals from suppliers. China devalued its currency, the yuan, to make its stuff even cheaper. Brian Gildenberg is chief knowledge officer for Kantar Retail. He says that'll save U.S. retailers a little money.
I think most retailers are actually just going to enjoy the savings that they get and pass them straight to the bottom line.
Their bottom line, not ours. But other U.S. retailers are abandoning China as their suppliers cut corners and workers, struggling to make money in a weaker Chinese economy. Ted Vaughn is a partner and retail analyst at BDO USA. He says we may start to see fewer made in China labels as U.S. retailers decide they should go elsewhere.
And now you look at other alternatives, Southeast Asia or Mexico or other places.
Even the U.S., Juan says he's seeing more home goods made domestically, and not just things like throw pillows, but big stuff like cabinets. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.